To call British singer-songwriter Adele an overnight sensation would be an understatement. Last year, she was singing to sparse audiences in pubs. This year, she released her debut album, 19. The title comes from her age at the time she worked on it. 19 topped the charts and became a bestseller. Adele actually received a Critics' Choice Award before the record came out. Her most recent award nomination is for the video to her single, Chasing Pavements. Adele was born and raised in London and attended the Brit School of Performing Arts there. Amy Winehouse was also a student. But Adele's education and talent were not the only reasons she was offered a recording contract. She had already amassed fans on the social networking site MySpace. One of them was Kanye West, who posted the video of Chasing Pavements on his blog. Adele joins us from the BBC studios in London. Welcome, Adele, and many congratulations on all your success.
Oh, thank you very much. Hello.
Did you want to be a singer when you were growing up?
Yeah, but I never really thought it would happen, so I never really kind of chased it or pursued it that much. You know, I just kind of sang for fun, really.
Yeah?
But yeah, I always wanted to be a pop star. I'm like the ultimate Spice Girls fan.
Ah.
So I always wanted to sing, yeah.
You went to the Brit School of Performing Arts, which is a free school, right?
Yeah.
What was a day like at that school?
It varied, really. Sometimes you'd have no lessons at all, but you'd just go in and kind of sit in the hallways and jam, or like just go and hang out with your friends. Sometimes you'd have like 7 hours a day of theory lessons. I never went to them. I don't like theory. It's just pretty chilled out and laid back, and they kind of leave you up to do whatever you want to do. They don't try and tell you that you should do this because this will sell, and they don't try and say that you shouldn't do that because that's just kind of not cool anymore. They just kind of leave you up to it and support you, really, and give you the facilities to do it. Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing to go there every day.
Was your voice, do you think, different before you went and then, you know, after you graduated?
Yeah, very much. I was listening to R&B a lot when I first went, when I was 14. My voice was very generic at the beginning, whereas kind of as I got older, I kind of got into more obscure artists like Karen Dalton and, you know, Annetta James and stuff. I don't think you have to kind of sound like something that you think is amazing in order to be good.
Yeah.
I'd rather just sing and be honest rather than see what note I can reach, really.
You know, your voice and your music is very soulful. You can really hear it in the song Melt My Heart to Stone.
And I hear your words that I made up. You say my name like there could be an us. I best tidy up my head. I'm the only one in love. I'm the only one.
I wrote that the day after I'd ended the relationship with the boy the album's about. And it's just about, even when you know that something's really bad for you, you can't really live without it at that point in time.
The whole album is very angst driven. Yeah. I mean, look at the song Cold Shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, did you end up going to a party and the old boyfriend was there?
Well, no. He was just bad. He was just a player, cheater. But I knew that, so it's my own fault.
You knew that going in?
Yeah. And everyone around me knew it as well. And they were all like, don't go there, leave him alone. I was like, no, I love him.
So where you been then? Don't go all coy. Don't turn around on me like it's my fool. See, I can see that look in your eyes. The one that shoots at me each and every time. You breaks me with your cold shoulder. Whenever you look at me, I wish I was her. You shower me with words made of knives. Whenever you look at me, I wish I was her.
Does he know that he's the source material for this album?
Yeah, yeah. It was like everyone was telling him and he was like, no, I don't think so. And then I think I was drunk one night in Camden and I told him. Yeah.
What'd he say?
Nothing, he quite liked it. He keeps like pestering me for royalties.
Do tell me why you waste that time when your heart ain't in it and
you're not satisfied. You know I know just how you feel. I'm starting to find myself feeling that way too.
What was behind your decision to post your music on MySpace? Because, you know, a lot of artists put their music up there and they don't go anywhere. Why do you think you made it?
I don't know. I didn't even know what MySpace was. My friend made my MySpace for me. And then like, I didn't look after it for like a year. And then it was only when Lily Allen got big on MySpace that I found out what MySpace was.
How important is the internet to you as a vehicle to deliver your music?
Well, I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for the internet. Like, I mean, I would be doing it, but not at this level. I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you now. And I think it's an easy way to communicate with your fans and to find out about new music and listen to your fans as well. Like, I'm more likely to listen to a comment on my MySpace page. I'm more likely to listen to that random person that lives in Baltimore than I am going to listen to my MD who signed me, probably. So.
Your musical director, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And in terms of critics, you don't pay attention?
No, not at all. Well, which is a shame because they've been really nice.
Yeah, it's kind of unusual to get an award for a record that hadn't been released
yet. I think it's quite ridiculous, to be honest. I still can't really go over it.
You don't strike me as the one who puts much truck behind awards and stuff.
I'm not really bothered about awards. My Brit Award's my toilet roll holder in my bathroom.
You're kidding.
Isn't that what you do when you're a rock star? Isn't that what like Jimi Hendrix and them not used to do?
I've heard about that. A lot of people.
At least I'm not using it as a doorstop. You know, that'd be really disrespectful.
Yeah. I have to mention the song Hometown Glory because it's a wonderful ode.
Thank you.
To London. What are the circumstances of writing that song?
That was the first song I ever wrote from start to finish on my own. I think I was 16. At college, at the Brit School, we had our first meetings about going to university, and I didn't want to go, but my mum wanted me to go. So me and my mum had a big fight about it, and I ran upstairs and kind of wrote it as my ode to London, but as a bit of a protest to my mum saying, like, shut up, I'm staying, leave me alone.
I've been walking in the same way as I did, missing out the cracks in the pavement and tutting my heel and strutting my feet. Is there anything I can do for you, dear? Is there anyone I could call? No one, thank you, please, madame. I ain't lost, just wondering. Round my hometown.
You know, it's interesting because to hear that you wrote it early, because it after the bombings in London.
Everyone thought it was about that.
Yeah?
Everyone thought it was about that. It's not at all. I don't think I could ever write a song about something like that. I don't think I have any right to write a song like that.
Why not?
Because it didn't affect me, you know. I think it'd be a bit offensive for people that it really, really did affect. I don't really think I want to get into politics very much with my music. I think it kind of smells of trouble.
I like it in the city when the air is so thick and opaque. I love it to see everybody in short skirts, shorts and shades. I like it in the city when two worlds collide. You get the people and the government, everybody taking different sides.
You're 20 now, right?
Yeah.
We've seen people that have become successful at your age, and then they burn out or they end up using drugs. But that's not who you are.
No, it's not who I am. But, you know, I can't say that nothing's ever going to go wrong. I'm 20. I've got a lot of time to mess up. I don't think I will. But if I do, I'm going to step back. If I'm crumbling, I will be stepping back.
Yeah. Do you still have time to write?
A bit. Well, I've just come off of having, like, 6 weeks off. I've written like two or three songs then. I have a nice new boy in my life, which is lovely for a change. So I've been writing about him.
Maybe the next album won't have so much angst in it.
I hope not. Well, you never know. He might dump me. I don't know. I hope not. I'll probably run away from him. I always do that. I can't release another sad record. I think I'll kill myself. Oh, my gosh. Oh, depresses me singing that album sometimes, going back to how sad I was like 2 years ago. I don't think I will write a sad record again.
Adele's recording, 19, is on Columbia Records, and she joined us from the BBC studios in London. Adele, thank you.
Thank you very much.
of my world, yeah, of my world, of my world.
You can watch a video of a solo performance that Adele recorded exclusively for NPR at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.